From the hosts that brought you Decoding Westworld
and Westworld the Recapables
comes the Ringer Prestige TV podcast on Westworld.
I'm Joanna Robinson.
I'm Danny Heifetz.
And I'm David Shoemaker.
Welcome to Westworld Season 4 in the Prestige TV podcast feed, where we're going to break down every episode of Westworld Season 4.
Every Monday, the day after the show comes out on the Prestige TV podcast feed.
Wherever you get your podcasts, but get them on Spotify.
This episode is brought to you by Max. The new HBO original limited series, The Sympathizer, is an espionage thriller and cross-culture satire that follows a communist spy during the final days of the Vietnam War and his new life as a refugee in Los Angeles, from executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr., and based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel, The Sympathizer, is streaming now exclusively on Max. Tap the banner or visit this episode's page to learn more.
Just because you wrestle alligators for a living doesn't mean you should have the skin of one. Say goodbye to dry and cracked skin with Old Spice Super Hydration Body Wash with vitamin B3. Made for 24/7 renewing moisturization with daily use. With scents of vanilla and shea, people will think you've taken up candle making as one of your hobbies. And there is nothing wrong with that. Old Spice Super Hydration Body Wash. Shop Old Spice now.
Welcome to Food News. I'm Juliette Littman.
And I'm David Jacoby.
Let's put 30 minutes on the clock. Jacoby.
30 minutes.
Yes, there is a viral story, pun intended, that I am really excited to talk about with you. It is about this company called Daily Harvest. Are you familiar with Daily Harvest?
Of course I'm familiar with Daily Harvest.
I've definitely done an ad read for Daily Harvest. Have you?
No, ma'am.
Okay, well.
Competitors, yes. It will not be mentioned.
Yeah, they don't want to be mentioned in the same breath. So Daily Harvest has like something that you can put on top of your meals. It's like a crunchy to put on top. And it's called French lentil and leek crumbles. It comes in part of these meal kits. And they're making people incredibly ill, like super duper sick. One guy had his gallbladder removed because
They considered it. They considered the gallbladder removal. They did not actually go through with it. But they considered
I apologize. I saw that on like Instagram or Reddit, which, you know, all the information is always completely true there. So I just assumed it was true. But
like, for all the sports I cover, I read like the headline and maybe the first paragraph or second. But for food news, I read the entire thing.
So these lentils, these leek and lentil crunchies, which crumbles. Honestly sounds awful. Like,
Thank you. That's where I wanted to start. That's exactly where I wanted to start, Juliet. Please continue.
A leek and lentil crumble on top of my food? What's wrong with breadcrumb? Breadcrumbs can be vegan.
What does that enhance? What does that enhance? And it's like, oh, you know what? This chicken breast is it's doused in sauce and that's good, but you know what would be really good? If I had leek and lentil crumbles on top. And the crumbles look gigantic too, by the way.
Yeah, they're like not that small. I would prefer like a panko breadcrumb if I'm looking for some texture. I just don't understand why you would want this. But controversy ensued because Daily Harvest was aware of this and they didn't really do too much at first to stop it. They did like a post that was like a very like
soft
beautiful,
email.
Yeah.
Soft email. Yeah.
Soft email that like hopefully you check your promotions tab on Gmail. And then they did an Instagram post with like a link in bio. Meanwhile, people are considering taking their gallbladders out. And like this went wild on Twitter and on Reddit. Like people got really angry about this. But here's my other thing about Daily Harvest. It's not good. Like it has no taste. I've had their product. It's not good. That's probably why you need the crumbles.
As a potential sponsor of this podcast, I'm just going to say, I haven't had Daily Harvest. So who knows?
I mean,
Julia, you gotta get the bag. This is a food podcast.
Listen, I am more committed to journalism than I am to sponsors. So here I am.
Way to flip it on me. Great job.
To let you know that I'm telling you what's what. And I'm just going to say a PSA from the internet. Do not eat/buy the lentil leek crumbles. Just be very clear. If so, you'll be in the ER.
I was much more concerned about just the existence of a lentil leek crumble because I didn't know why I needed it. And then when I saw the pictures, I was like, it is so big that I would need like a spoon. You know what I mean? Know. Like, you can't put a fork through a crumble. So now I need to bring a spoon to a fork fight. It's just a lot.
I see what you did there, man. Also, in case you, the listener, are wondering, yes, this has made it onto iowaspoison.com. Multiple reports. Here's one from 20 hours ago. It could have been a multitude of things, but I've been eating Daily Harvest. I've been eating Daily Harvest for a month, then had a meal and got extremely sick. I forgot the meal I had. I can look, but started having stomach upsets 15 times a day. It's really just not great. There's a lot about this on iwaspoison.com, in fact.
iwaspoison.com, it's really the heartbeat of this podcast.
I'm so glad I learned about it. What would I have been doing otherwise? Like, I don't know. Just how would I fact check these stories, you know?
Exactly.
Shall we move on?
I would love to.
You mentioned a spork, and I'm really glad that you did, because our next story is about sporks. KFC is introducing a new utensil for eating. It's called a finger spork, and it's a spork that you slide onto your finger, almost like, how would you describe it? It's almost like you, like a lollipop
thimble?
Type of thing.
Like a thimble, yeah.
Do you remember the thumb pops that you would put on your thumb?
Not at all. Never thumb ever pops encountered were a thumb pop. Do not. I have very big thumbs. I learned that bowling. Like, I need the bowling balls with a gigantic hole for the thumb. So I don't think even the thumb pop would fit on my thumb.
Oh, interesting. I have really small hands for my height, so I can't relate.
That'd be difficult in the NFL draft.
Yeah, I would be demoted. So here's the deal. This is from an article in USA Today. Using the spork is pretty straightforward. You slide one onto your index finger, then you start eating. KFC is giving away the sporks to promote their side lovers meal, which includes 8 pieces of fried chicken or chicken tenders, along with a choice of 3 large sides and 4 biscuits. So you're going to get every drop of food that you pay for, you can eat using this spork on your finger.
Well, a couple things. Number one, I would probably go with index, but I don't like them telling me which finger to use.
Okay. You know? Okay.
It's like, what if I'm more comfortable with the ring finger?
Yeah, great question. What if you're more dexterous with your ring finger? Like, what if you're able to get more food that way?
And it's also, there's no reason for this to exist. Like, I never looked at a spork and said, you know what? Imagine if I could turn my finger into a spork.
I would just want to like carry these around with me. You know where this would be really good? In airports, where I feel like it's kind of hard to get the proper utensils, but if they just have like sporks and particularly finger sporks around, that would be really useful.
So this did, much like Top Gun stirred up a lot of nostalgia for me for the death of Goose.
Okay.
This did stir up a lot of nostalgia for me about sporks. Sporks are no longer part of our life.
And,
like, and KFC was like, hey, remember the spork? The finger part, unnecessary. But I didn't realize how much I missed the spork and the spork experience, much like I didn't realize how much I was emotionally affected by the death of Goose when I was a child.
Well, I'm just wondering when you were using sporks. Like, what was like peak spork for you?
Oh, whoa. That was the goat. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Every day at school, with school lunch, came with a spork.
Oh, because you got lunch at school.
At school?
No, never. My dad made my lunch for me every day.
Wow.
Like, literally every day. Yeah. Until I was like in 11th grade. He made me a sandwich. Wow. Ham and cheese on white bread with tomato and mayonnaise. Sometimes tuna. Usually ham and cheese.
Wait a second. We're getting somewhere with this. We're getting somewhere with this. For people that listen to the show every week, you understand that Juliet likes her sandwiches, especially her mayonnaise sandwiches, to marinate so all of the ingredients congeal. And now we're learning that she had a sort of
a formative experience.
Yeah, exactly. So that was Monday through Friday. Now this all makes sense. This is therapy. Now I understand why you like your sandwiches to age. Why you like your sandwiches to breathe, like a bottle of wine that you pour into it to cancer. It's like a fresh sandwich. No, no, no. But a sandwich, the ingredients have a chance to mingle and mix and get to know each other. Yeah, that's a good
that's
sandwich.
That's the best kind.
That makes perfect sense.
Yeah, also, I literally had it every day for 10 years, like from ages like 5 to 15.
I can't confirm this. I know that Victoria Dowling, my mother, is an avid food news listener, but I believe she made my brother Peter a peanut butter and jelly until he was like at least 17 every single day.
Well, that sounds great. That's, you know, I also love peanut butter and jelly. Great, great sandwich. But yeah, sporks aren't really in my life, but I like them. I associate them with like a thermos. Remember old school thermoses? It used to have like a metal spork.
Again, hard no. Hard no. It seems like we've had very different, just a generational and just a geographical growing up experiences.
Well, you weren't that far away in Amherst, Massachusetts. What was your favorite like childhood lunch?
Well, childhood lunch, there's many different phases.
Okay.
I was a big fan of the Sloppy Joe when I was in elementary school. And then once you get into like that junior high, high school phase, lunch turned into like, it turned into like a prison style bartering system. Where I just remember constantly trying to find a dime or a quarter or a nickel so I could hit the vending machine to get the unhealthy stuff. So if you could just get your budget up to like 85 cents, you'd get yourself something really good from the vending machine. But my favorite thing I ever had was the half chocolate, half vanilla ice cream with the peel off top and the wooden, I can't even call it a spoon, the wooden utensil. It looks like an hourglass that you would eat it with. That is my favorite item.
Wow. Lunch. You know, we are really different. I was just thinking as you're telling the story about, say, like money, I used to get like an allowance, like, you know, like $5 a week or whatever. And when I was really like a young kid, in addition to the sandwiches my dad would make me, I would save my allowance so that once a week I could buy a bodega sandwich for myself like after school.
Wow. Would you get the exact same sandwich, just not made by your dad?
Yes.
But would you eat it immediately?
Yeah, I was like before my after school, my babysitter used to take me there and I would get it at 85th and Amsterdam. I like fucking love a deli sandwich.
Who doesn't? Who doesn't?
Let's move on. Next story.
Ooh, hold on. Before you go to the next story, you could transition nicely into one of our stories.
Why don't you just take us away?
It involves our nightlife obsessed, celebrity obsessed mayor, Eric Adams.
Okay. Eric Adams is just always on one. I don't think he became
outside.
I don't think he became mayor for the comedy, but there's a lot of comedy, like too much, perhaps. Eric Adams is basically saying, you know what? You will get a spork and you will like it. People are complaining about some of the lunches at the New York City school system, particularly at this one high school in Queens, which is being documented on Instagram. And this is what Eric Adams had to say. How about them doing an Instagram of our children dying? How about looking at what food is actually doing to our children? We have to ignore the noise and stay focused on the mission. He said,
I hate to laugh, but it's impossible not to.
The first wave, people are going to say, okay, I'm not getting my taste buds because you're making a transformation, your taste buds. We're going to learn with these tasks with our children. We should not be leaning into that Instagram of those small number of people who are the loudest. He's just saying no to these students in Queens.
So you read that and you're like, you know what? I'm curious. Let me look at the pictures.
It looks bad.
It looks bad. Really bad.
Like really, but really bad. I will say my high school cafeteria, though I always brought lunch, had really good cake. That was like something that I always wanted to have. But this just looks terrible.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to eat any
about
of this.
Eric Adams, for people that don't live in New York and aren't obsessed with Eric Adams, the previous story I read from Eric Adams today was a picture of Eric Adams and a rapper. And the caption was, Eric Adams spends his birthday at a club with French Montana. That's all you need to know about Eric Adams. And he's outside.
And he said he goes to the club to show celebrities that and people in general that it's okay to go out again and to like go back to doing what you want. Like he's doing it. Yeah, he's going partying to help the city.
Okay, maybe once a month. Get that done. But he's out like three or four times a week. These lunches are bad. So he's like, hey, vocal minority, but it's hard to argue with the actual pictures of the actual lunch. It's like someone put an Instagram filter, but instead of making their eyes look bigger and their nose look smaller, every food item just looks brown.
It's very hard for me to reject like a grilled cheese or a cheese sandwich, but like one of these grilled cheeses looks so gross. It reminds me of the grilled cheese they're making on Below Deck Sailing Yacht in this week's episode, if you watch that.
Don't ever ask me if I watch Below Deck Sailing Yacht ever again, but it's the sheen on the cheese in the picture.
It's disgusting.
The cheese in the picture, it's so reflective and shiny. It looks like a car detailer just got out of a buffing.
It's like they didn't take the plastic off the Kraft macaroni and cheese single.
Great description, Julia, for our podcast listeners that can't see this.
It was on page 6. You can check it out. Next, one more story from page 6, actually. Jennifer Aniston, I don't know if you're aware of this, Jacoby, but there's a salad on TikTok that's really popular called the Jennifer Aniston salad, essentially. And
of course I'm aware of this.
What is in it is bulgur, diced cucumbers, parsley, mint, red onion, chickpeas, crumbled feta cheese, and chopped pistachios. However, Jennifer Aniston has said she has never had this salad.
Never had it.
Never.
Never had it. And you know what? If I was Jennifer Aniston, whether I had it or not, I would distance myself from this salad because it doesn't look good and I can't imagine it being good.
No, I don't like, I like some greens in salad, but this just like, this is too healthy. Like in the 90s, people weren't eating this. They were just like not eating if they're going healthy. They weren't having bulgur salads.
And she was having it all the time. And it reminded me of the Anna Wintour lunch, which in comparison looks a lot more delicious.
And Jennifer way more Aniston decadent. Salad.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh my God. I mean, I would definitely choose a palm lunch, even though what she ordered was insane. I'm still thinking about all the plates piled up at the Condé Nast office.
I am too. And who needs to clean them? However, in the same article at the end, Jennifer Aniston establishes the real Jennifer Aniston salad.
Would you like to tell us what it is?
Well, I can't read it because I'm on a Zoom with you, using my phone as a microphone.
I'll tell you what it is. The real Jennifer Aniston salad is shredded lettuce, chicken, egg whites, and a couple of garbanzo beans, bacon, and a basic vinaigrette. That's like a pretty normal person salad.
It's a normal person salad. Not a lot of vegetables, but light on the veggies.
Which I love. I love a salad light on vegetables because I too like that.
But a good crunch and mush, a lot of protein. I was into the real Jennifer Aniston salad.
Yeah, it sounds better to me. I like chickpeas, so that sounds good.
I like chickpeas as well.
Next, we're going out to sea. Jacoby, there was a restaurant on a ship. It was a floating restaurant. It's called Jumbo Floating Restaurant. It was in Hong Kong. It was recently sent out onto the water. It was a 3-story vessel, the exterior of which was styled after a Chinese imperial palace last Tuesday, so like 10 days ago. Tugboats brought it out into the water after half a century of being like on shore. And very shortly thereafter, it sank 1,000 meters. It sank down 1,000 meters.
This is apparently like a huge landmark. Like this is like a big deal in Hong Kong. I went to Hong Kong for one night. I didn't see it. However, this is a sad story because this was a landmark. It seats 2,000 people. It's one of the most important sort of like gems of the city. And because of the pandemic, and not to make it political, the strict restrictions in Hong Kong
and the changing of the money. City.
They couldn't have anyone come in as an angel investor to save it. So they were tugboating it away out of the bay where it's been forever on this dock. But it was going to an undisclosed location, which I find interesting. Where was it going?
I don't know. Also there's a lot going on in Hong Kong with the way the city is changing under Chinese rule versus British rule. And so there's a lot of just stuff we don't have a lot of insight into. But
or expertise, let's be honest.
Yeah. Completely. Completely.
But we're not even food experts.
We're barely food experts. We're certainly not engineers. So don't ask us. But where was it going? Unclear. Undisclosed location. It's pretty sad though. Also, it looked really pretty. I can't believe it. Just it's under the sea. It's gone the way of the Titanic.
It is sad. One thing I really liked about it, it wasn't just one boat. It was like a half dozen boats. There was a kitchen boat. There was like a supply boat. There was many boats, and they had like a little time lapse video of it going away. And I watched it 3 times because I wanted to see it sink, but it didn't. The sinking wasn't part of the movie.
No, the sinking happened a little bit later. All right, moving on to an article from Delish. You can now get a wedding cake that is basically just lobster rolls First of all.
No, you can't.
My Seafood, which is a company I've never heard of, in partnership with the Maine Lobster Marketing Collaborative, has just released their stunning Maine Lobster Roll Wedding Cake. However, it's not a cake. Basically,
no.
It's just a pile. It's a nice display of lobster rolls around a cake.
Yeah. And how many comes on the cake? 24. And if you have 24 people at your wedding, it's definitely like your fourth wedding. You
know, oh my God. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, that's not, and how many, also, and who wants lobster rolls that were put together weeks ago and then shipped to you?
So gross.
Who wants that?
It's so, so gross. Side note, I was on Cape Cod a few days ago. Lobster rolls are $40 right now because lobsters.
No.
I swear. That's how much it was right now. Because they said it was like a really hard season. They don't have a lot of lobster.
Supply chain issues on the bottom of the ocean?
Yeah. Apparently.
I think everybody just blames supply chain issues for everything so they can raise prices. You're trying to tell me there's less crustaceans crawling around the bottom of the ocean now than there were in previous years?
Maybe like fewer fishermen. I don't know. We didn't get into it because I was so shocked. It's just hard to understand. But these prices, therefore, of the main lobster roll wedding cake for 24, $854. That's a lot.
I mean, people blow a lot of money on weddings. But let's say you have 100 people there. It's like, cool. We've got a $3,500 lobster roll wedding cake budget. What? Imagine attending the wedding and you're in Nebraska.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, we ship these in from Maine. And I know that you like the ingredients in your sandwiches to congeal and get to know each other. I do not want something shipped from Maine that is lobster and mayonnaise and then presented to me as if it is fresh.
10 minutes.
Me neither. Although I would probably still eat it. Let's move on. Booze news. Gucci is introducing a pre-made cocktail, and the bottle is really, really pretty. It's called Elixir de Elicrisio. It's a collector's cocktail co-created with Giorgio Bargiani. He's the assistant director of mixology at London's Connaught Bar. It's a luxury object in every sense of the word. It's a 500-milliliter glass bottle. It looks beautiful. It encourages you to have it basically any way possible. It could be bubbly. It could be on ice. You can really have it whatever way you want. There's a whole website giving you some directions of you know, how you might enjoy it. It looks really pretty. I'd like to have it on my shelf.
I'm glad you said that, because this is one of those stories that completely won me over. Mm-hmm. At first, I was like, why would anyone want a Gucci High Noon? That's what this is, basically, yeah. Right? It's like, yeah. Why would anyone want a Gucci White Claw? And you look at the bottle, and you're like, it looks nice. It's kind of like a Crown Royal bottle, but yeah, like, pretty. You know, lavish. And then I started reading about it, and I was like, you know what? Why do I want one of these? There's something about these luxury brands that just like make you want their stuff. I'm sure it's super expensive. I guess what, 500 milliliters is probably about, I'm going to say 20 ounces, something like that. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, why do I want this thing, Juliet? Put me on the therapy couch. Why do I want this thing? Why do you want this thing?
I actually don't. I think it probably tastes gross. Also, I can't really tell what's in it. Like, maybe I'm just like unfamiliar with many of these liquors, but there's not a ton of information about what it actually tastes like. I'm assuming it's kind of like flowery or whatever, but I think it looks pretty and it's Gucci. Like, who doesn't want to say they're having a Gucci cocktail? That's dope.
You make a great point. I've read this article top to bottom. No information about what's inside the bottle. No, just the assistant director of like cocktails at some bar in London.
Yeah.
But they couldn't get the director of cocktails to do this. He delegated this, the Gucci cocktail.
Yeah. Like there's just no more information about what's actually in it. But also I have to say my bar for pre-made cocktails is now really high because I had more of the social hour cocktails. Remember we had that Sunkissed Fizz or whatever a few months ago?
Of course I do.
I had a couple more of them and they're really good. I had one that was like a rosé cocktail, like I'm now like, there now is a pretty high bar. So I'm doubtful this can really make it into what I'm going to have in my rotation this summer. But I'll give it a shot if I'm not paying for it.
Let me give you a counterpoint. This is not a cocktail. This is a home decor item.
Yes.
Like, you know how like everyone has those little like boxes where they display things?
Yes.
You put little like tchotchkes and trinkets? this would be a really nice sort of bottle for one of those.
Yes, that does look like it would be a very pretty, like behind you on your Zooms and whatnot. Just make a part of your landscape behind you.
Exactly.
Right. Should we go into our taste test?
I'm excited about this one.
I am too. It's ice cream season, people. We're going to try some new ice cream.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. You might say all kinds of stuff when things go wrong, but these are the words you really need to remember. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. They've got options to fit your unique insurance needs, meaning you can talk to your agent to choose the coverage you need, have coverage options to protect the things you value most, file a claim right on the State Farm mobile app, and even reach a real person when you need to talk to someone. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Your spring is about to get a lot more power with the Home Depot. Get gas-like power from mowing, trimming, and blowing with the Ryobi 18-volt OnePlus system starting at just $89. Mowing power that can take on a third of an acre with one charge. Trimming power with up to 2 hours of runtime. And blowing power with 110 miles per hour of clearing force. All on one interchangeable battery. Get cordless gas-like power for the entire lawn with the Ryobi 18-volt OnePlus system. Only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
All right, we are trying two different kinds of cookie popsicles. What do you call this, Jacoby?
Duets. Just it's like a this duet. Podcast sure. is a duet between us. This is a ice cream popsicle duet from Magnum. I expected it to be bigger with that kind of branding, but sure.
Mine's a cookie duet. It's vanilla ice cream with a chocolate ganache swirl, fully dipped in white chocolate with dark chocolate cookie pieces and half dipped in milk chocolate. I'm going to tell you, I'm really excited about this. Like, I think I could really like it. I also, it's like an ice cream bar. I guess that's what normal people would call it. I don't know. I had such a hard time with that.
That's what I called it. Yes.
It also says that on the box. I just happened to have right missed there. It.
Yeah. Yep. Ice cream bars in big letters. There you go.
What are you having?
I'm having, you eat yours. Exactly. Okay. The chocolate duet. This is a vanilla ice cream with raspberry swirl, fully dipped in white chocolate, half dipped in milk chocolate. So it's important to understand that it's fully dipped in white chocolate, half dipped in milk chocolate. So you get a double dip at the top, which is obviously your first bite, which I'm going to have right now while you explain how your ganache
mine
was.
Is delicious. Wow. I don't even know. It just tastes like really high quality ice cream, like better than you usually get out of the freezer. And the chocolate, I don't usually love white chocolate, but it goes really well with this mixture. Also, this item is 240 calories. It's not a small serving. I think that's pretty good. I think that's a good use of your 240 for your dessert. How's yours, Jacobs?
I have a couple notes.
Okay.
Not enough raspberry swirl. I'm getting like, I expected the raspberry to be one of the major flavors that I'm experiencing. But if you gave this to me and blindfolded me, I would say that is vanilla ice cream dipped in chocolate.
Which is good too.
It's good, but I would like a little more raspberry.
Not what's advertised.
Yeah.
The bottom half of mine has more of like an Oreo coating on it.
I think as a journalist, you should probably eat the whole thing. You know what I mean? As a journalist.
I mean, as a sweets lover, how am I not going to eat the whole thing? I mean, I'm like really like going at it. For some reason, I don't feel the same nerves that I often do when we're having like weird foods. This is pretty good though. Like, I'd recommend it if you see it in the grocery store. It's also a crowd pleaser. I feel like people will just like this. It might not be the best thing they've ever had, but like if you're having a birthday party for a kid or just like a July 4th cookout, this would be great for dessert.
Yes. Ice cream pops, I think, are underutilized because they're a finger food. Because ice cream is bowls and spoons and scooping. There's a lot, you know, it's just like logistically these are good for a group. Even if you're having like a dinner party, no one's gonna be upset if you're just like, oh hey, I'm gonna clear the plates and come back with some ice cream pops, you know.
No, everyone would be so happy. When you go with a crowd pleaser at a dinner party, people just get so excited. Yeah. They really do. Like, I love going to a party and they just have like pigs in a blanket and like mini quiche for cocktail hour.
I was thinking the same thing. Everybody just gets pigs in a blanket, those little tiny meatballs. It's just like, it's all great. The time.
But you're so and happy, you're so to, happy see it. To be there. Yeah. Oh, it always, oh, you, hit, always
you
hits.
You put it on a cutting board and there's a tiny bowl full of mustard. This is amazing. Thank you so much. Yeah.
It's like so cute. And you're like, it's like old timey. Also not that expensive because hosting can be really expensive. So that's great. Mm,
good point.
Let's move on to our personal food news. I was really excited to share mine with you. So can I go first?
Of course you can.
For Father's Day, my father selected the Odeon for brunch. I know that you frequent the Odeon.
I love the Odeon.
I know
might
you
be
do.
There every week.
My mother ordered granola. I was going to order granola as well, but I couldn't
what,
have
what
two
time
of
is
us.
This?
It was like 1:30. I couldn't have granola with like yogurt or whatever. It was a Sunday. I couldn't have two of us at the table ordering granola and yogurt at Odeon. Like that just was like so outrageous. So I didn't do it. However, I tasted hers. If you're wondering what I had the salmon plate, smoked salmon on a bagel. It was good.
Very much wondering what you had. Thank you for adding that.
The granola was out of this world. It was so good. I was like, wow, this is amazing granola. And then the dessert menu came. And on the dessert menu, one of the things you can purchase, order, is like package to go Odeon granola. And so I bought it. It was $15. Yes, I paid $15 for granola.
I have a lot of questions about this.
But it was so good. And I've had it. I've been having it for the several days since. And it's just like, I've had it with yogurt. I've had it with milk. I've had it for breakfast. I've had it for a snack. It's like maybe the best granola I've ever had.
Okay. A couple things. Number one, ordering like a granola parfait after noon is insane. Yes. It's absolutely insane. However, I would never criticize Betty Jane.
Yes. Thank you.
Secondly, if someone comes around and they have a separate menu for the dessert menu, if I remember.
Yes, they do. It's correct.
If someone, you shouldn't have like to-go items like your store on your dessert menu.
I loved it.
Oh, by the way, if you want something for dessert, we have cakes, we have ice creams, we have sorbets. We have a mousse, we have a tiramisu, and we have a bag of granola that you can walk out of the door with. I just feel like that's a different menu.
Yeah. Also, it's like, what is this? Like a fish shack on the beach where you're buying a t-shirt plus your ice cream or something?
Yes, exactly.
It was super weird. Also, I follow the goings-ons of all Keith McNally restaurants, past and present.
You know that I'm at a Keith McNally restaurant 3 days a week.
Yeah, of course I know that. And so I did not know that the Odeon was known for its granola. And I'm just like, do people know this? Like, do other people go there and buy it? I need to investigate. But I loved it and I want to recommend it to you because I know you love the Odeon.
I love a food news follow-up story. Next time I'm at the Odeon, I will purchase the granola and I will let you know what I think about it.
Thank you so much. I can't wait to discuss.
I can't wait either. My personal food news, I wanted to tie into two stories that we have in the rundown today.
Okay.
My son,
hope
Quincy,
I included them.
Loves transportation, planes, trains, buses, ferries. That thing that takes you to Roosevelt Island is a huge hit. So one day, I wanted to do some father-son time. We rode our bikes up to something that I see often when I drive on the West Side Highway. The Floating Lobster Restaurant. R.I.P.
Oh, how was that?
R.I.P. to the jumbo house or whatever it's called in Hong Kong. And yeah. the lobster cake. I wanted to combine those two things. So it was a lovely experience.
2 minutes.
I ordered the lobster. Okay. He ordered a lobster. It's a nice like 90-minute cruise up and down the Hudson River.
Oh my God. This sounds awesome.
Just if you go to do this, just understand the food is like not a priority.
What did Quincy think? Was it like, does he want food to be a priority or is it just the activity?
It's the transportation, but it was a lovely experience. I recommend
that. Sounds great.
This, but I would
think, how much
bit,
is it?
I would think a bit more of a floating bar than a floating restaurant. Let's just say that.
Okay. Okay. Noted.
You have to go in with low expectations for the food. You know, I ordered a lobster. He ordered a lobster, which I think is the most expensive thing on the menu. So probably ran us about.
So that's like $70 already.
Yeah, I think it ran us about, you know, $140 or whatever.
Is there an entrance fee though? Like, do
no.
you have to like pay to get on?
No.
Really?
It's a restaurant.
Wow.
It's a restaurant.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
It was great. It was
okay.
A beautiful day. You know,
that
wonderful
awesome.
Views of both sides, both New Jersey and the Manhattan skyline. And it was a wonderful time. And he really enjoyed it. So I recommend it. Also, just launched this summer, a taco boat. So if you're not feeling lobsters.
What? Taco boat?
There's a taco boat on the same pier. So I think taco would be a better experience. So it's going to be more like margarita and like carnitas vibes than like lobsters and IPAs. So if you want to go
food news field trip?
Yeah. If you want to go to New England with that, whoa, new segment. I love that. I already see you once a week though, Juliet. I don't know.
30 seconds.
Well, on that note, let's wrap it up because I think you've gotten your fill of me. I hope you have too, listener. Thank you so much to Devin Manzi for producing this episode. No Mike Wargon today because
it's his birthday.
It's Mike's birthday. Happy birthday, Mike.
Mike Wargon, food news is nothing without you. And we appreciate all the effort that you put into this because we used to actually do the work in the previous iteration of food news. And now Mike does it all. It's great.
And it's dope. Thanks so much, everybody. Have a great week and have some ice cream. It's summer.